You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit expedient.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech. This past fall, Facebook decided that deepfakes were a huge problem. You know what a deepfake is? It's where you see a video of somebody and it looks realistic, but it's actually AI generated, right? There's a video and it looks like it's me saying something I wouldn't say, or more likely a video of Donald Trump saying something he wouldn't say. It's a deepfake. It started in pornography, possibly gonna move to politics, likely to move to school bullying. So Facebook saw it was a serious problem, knows it's a serious problem. So they did something really interesting. They created a library of 100,000 deepfakes, paid actors, computer science, built it up, and they said, we're gonna have a challenge. We're gonna pay a lot of money to whoever can build the best software for identifying what is a deepfake and what is real. And what happened? Tons of people entered. Lots of people wrote artificial intelligence software to identify deepfakes. And we now have a winner. And that's really good news, except they can only do it on a new data set 65% of the time, which isn't very high. You're gonna have software that only flags the proper deepfake 65% of the time. It's better than nothing, but you certainly couldn't let it loose without human review. Not only that, but the deepfakes we have right now aren't that realistic. So the creation of the deepfakes isn't that good, and our ability to spot them isn't that good. That doesn't bode well for the future. So what can we hope for? Well, I hope challenges like this continue. I hope more people put effort into identifying deepfakes, figuring out the signatures of deepfakes, figuring out how to stop them, how to remove them. And I hope a lot of people don't put energy into making deepfakes. There's a good guy, bad guy problem here. And I hope all the smartest engineers work on the good guy side. All right, this is genuinely me, Nicholas Thompson. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.